The resumption of relations by the United States with Cuba was heralded as a great asset for the world. It was heavily pushed for and promoted by the Obama administration and cheered by liberals nationwide. Unheard during all of that cheering was the demand that Cuba return the terrorists and the criminals that they've given asylum to now for decades. This list of evil includes the name Joanne Chesimard, who was convicted of murdering a New Jersey state trooper and seriously injuring another. My next guest is one of the very few who has given this inconvenient truth to the pro-Cuba club the attention that it needs via the latest episode of her TV show on CRTV.com. She's also a syndicated columnist, best-selling author, Michelle Malkin. Thanks for being here today, Michelle.
Thanks for having me.
And MichelleMalkin.com is the website, as well as to see Michelle Malkin investigate CRTV.com. And this is the 40th anniversary of the evil perpetrated by Joanne Chesimard. Give us a overview and a review of what were Joanne's actions and who were her associations? Because they always say guilt by association. Well, this is some association that had a lot of guilt to it, didn't it?
It certainly did. Russell, a lot of your listeners may remember during the 1970s that among the domestic terror groups waging an explicit war on cops was the Black Liberation Army. And so they were in the same sort of cohort as the Weather Underground and the FALN, and they were wreaking havoc and violence, bloodstained violence, from the East Coast to the West Coast. And in the New York and New Jersey area, the BLA was very, very active in executing cops and involved in extortion, racketeering, bank robberies. And in the 70s, Joanne Chesimard was essentially the mother spirit of the BLA. At the time that they were stopped on the New Jersey Turnpike by Warner Forster and his partner, who were state troopers, they had been suspected in another very brutal execution of two rookie NYPD officers in the East Village in New York City. And a gunfight ensued on the turnpike. Warner Forster was shot and killed. As you mentioned, his partner was gravely wounded. And Joanne Chesimard's brother-in-law, Zaid Shakur, also died in the gun battle. She was convicted and sentenced to life plus 30 for those crimes and for the execution-style murder of Warner Forster. However, just a few years into serving her term, she was broken out of a medium-security correctional facility in New Jersey by her BLA thugs and ended up in Cuba at the invitation and at the indulgence of Fidel Castro, where she has been for the last four decades.
And when it comes to the Black Liberation Army, which Chesimard was hanging with, and as Michelle points out in her show, Michelle Malkin Investigates, these weren't just simple shoot-and-run cop killings. These were assassinations. These were slaughters where, in one case, I remember reading where one of the BLA assailants stood over the body of the dead cop in the snow and continued to fire into his head and his body.
Correct. That was the East Village execution. And the way that movement has been glamorized and whitewashed over the years by Hollywood, by the social justice left, and now by the Black Lives Matter movement, which celebrates Joanne Chesimard, Assata Shakur, as some sort of heroine. I mean, at these Ferguson riots just a couple of years ago, you had many of these young students putting their fists in the air with "What Assata Taught Me" t-shirts. What does she teach? This is not quote-unquote activism. This isn't peaceful protest. These people are vindictive, social justice vigilantes who hate police. And it continues to be, I think, a danger to every man and woman serving in the uniform today, because at any moment, this movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, could morph into another BLA. I mean, we've seen it over the last several years, the execution-style murders of two NYPD officers in the last year of the Obama administration. And it's the same sort of pattern. It's the reason why I thought it was so important to dedicate an entire show to educate people about what this is actually about. And I'm hoping that grandparents and parents will be able to show this to their young people and inoculate them against this kind of virus.
Well, certainly, as opposed to getting, you know, civil history from the likes of Jay-Z, or if you want to go back to the Super Bowl with Beyonce paying tribute to the Black Panthers.
Yes, that's right. And no coincidence that Jay-Z and Beyonce, of course, went over to Cuba. And Assata Shakur, Joanne Chesmard, is not the only so-called political refugee, political prisoner, fugitive who was harbored by Fidel Castro. There are several dozen of them. And Joseph Connor, who is the son of Frank Connor, who was killed in one of the FALN bombings in the 70s. The FALN was a Puerto Rican terrorist group that was allied with Joanne Chesmard's BLA, has been trying to get back the FALN bomb maker. Obama, in his last days, pardoned another one of the FALN members, granted him clemency. And so that's why you've got, you know, sort of a burgeoning movement of family members of victims of these domestic terror acts, as well as law enforcement. We interviewed James Gannon, who's a county sheriff in New Jersey, retired FBI, part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, who has dedicated much of his life in speaking to highlighting the injustice here of Assata Shakur still being in Cuba. I think there's going to be political pressure ramped up on President Trump to make this a priority. He is somebody who has stepped up to the plate to back the men and women in blue. He can do something about this.
Having our time with Michelle Malkin, host of Michelle Malkin Investigates on CRTV and CRTV.com. Most recent episode, Cop Killer Assata Shakur, the FBI's most wanted woman in the world. And it's currently the most recent episode of Michelle Malkin Investigates. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. We can't forget, too, Michelle, that it was Obama who, in the agreement with Cuba, agreed not, specifically not, to ask and demand for the return of Joanne Chesmard and the others.
Yeah, that's right. A raw deal where Cuba gets all of the goodies and doesn't have to pay any price. And I'm hoping that Donald Trump will cut a better, much better deal on behalf of law enforcement and Americans. Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, signaled earlier this year that he was going to do what he could to renegotiate trade policies and try and get these people back. I'm hoping that once people watch the show on CRTV.com, and we've got a free 7-day trial that people can sign up for, or just use the promo code Malkin, which is my last name, if they want to subscribe, if they like what they see with the work that I'm doing, that they will get active and engaged themselves and raise their voices.
And what happened, that's a result of when you are exposed to the truth as opposed to lies that become legends, and what Michelle does with her work and her columns and her books, and now on CRTV with Michelle Malkin Investigates. She brings you the truth and the facts that way too many prefer you do not become aware of, because you will react in intelligence and with common sense and with proper demands that wrongs be righted. Check it out, CRTV.com, Michelle Malkin's Investigates, and we'll learn about the rest of the world. Michelle Malkin, MichelleMalkin.com. Michelle, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.